True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Here we go. It's Hour 1, G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for making us part of your day. We'll take a look at all the sports news from the day. A lot of NFL news coming in. General at your service. There's Broadus. Lucius Alexander's in the Pimp Cup over there. Master Control here, 75 and Fitzhugh fixing to go 4.5 flawless. Chiefs in the house. Wolchuk still out. Anticipated to return tomorrow. Carter Freeman's coordinating your video. You can watch us at 105thefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. We'll talk more Rangers here with you in a few minutes. Couple of news items from around the NFL. George Kittle going on IR with a hammy. That one's going to hurt. Suffered it in their opening win over the Seahawks. He'll miss games against the Saints, Arizona, Jacksonville, and then at the Rams. That's going to be a Thursday night football game. So the degree of difficulty turned up significantly there for the 49ers here this afternoon. They were impressive in their week one win. So we'll see how much that might set them back. The Steelers defense has decided to add Jabril Peppers as Deshaun Elliott injured his knee against the Jets. Elliott's going to be out at least for week two and maybe more. But Jabril Peppers, formerly of the Patriots, 9-year veteran. I guess he was kind of like a big-name bust earlier in his career, but he put together some decent seasons for New England, so Pittsburgh's actually excited to get him today. And then what you guys think of kickoffs? Isn't this fun? The kickoff is back in pro football, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, the numbers show that in a big way. This was, I think, the week one in the NFL was the highest return rate since we've seen in a single week since like 2010.
Do you think because you're making you take the ball at the 35 if you let it in the end zone?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
The rule finally, they found the spot.
Yeah, other than putting it at midfield for kicking it at the end zone, they got the next best one, right?
Yeah. You don't want to get too crazy with it, but the 35 is far enough to say, no, I don't want the offense to start there.
Right.
I mean, for at least a half dozen teams, it's one first down and you're in field goal range. If you got Boswell or Aubrey or a couple of other of these guys. So
if you're the Browns, you got to make 3 or 4 first downs. And that might not be enough.
Yeah, that's a good point. Or Atlanta, a couple of teams. I mean, there were several missed kicks. But yeah, man, I think the numbers were 118 out of 156 kickoffs, 75.6 return rate. It seems like the kickers are even taking less of a run up. They're just like two steps in kicking it to make sure
punching it.
They don't accidentally send it into the end zone.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. And of course, you know, if you have a good kick returner, as the Cowboys do, won't be too long here before we start seeing some more house calls.
Hopefully you won't be having to use him too much, though, right? Isn't that the theory? You don't want him to have to go out there a bunch.
Yeah, because that means they scored.
That means they're scoring on you.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
We don't want to see many kickoff returns. We just want to see Aubrey kind of punch it down there and
play Cowboys defense.
Cowboys tackle him on about the 21, just something like that.
Let Leah Falgo crack a skull.
Yeah, that's some strong optimism from you over there, Brian.
What about the Cowboys?
Yeah.
I'm usually, I still have a lot of Ranger optimism. Cowboy optimism, I need my coach to kind of be able to sustain some of his play calling ability into the second half of games.
Maybe get George Pickens involved a little bit more.
I would say that would be a good start. Man, you go back and watch. Vach and I did some film work. You watch some of the blocking they had in this game. Dak deserved a better fate, too, by the way he played. But, yeah, come on now. Get Pickens more involved in this thing. You know, you got Ferguson involved. Ferguson, people aren't talking about Ferguson's, you know, I mean, he had a couple opportunities to help you there, but, you know, unavailable to do that. So, yeah, get Pickens more involved myself.
Why do you think they changed the structure of their offense so much in the second half? Is there any good theory on that 4 or 5 days
later?
Man,
you know what? I don't know. I don't know how you could. This is what bothers me the most, and I say this all the time. I'm sorry, folks. I say this all the time. I'm big on, because I guess it's my pro scouting background.
Yeah.
And I spent my NFL career scouting and trying to find weaknesses of opponents. And I tried to always pick out, like, listen, if we just go after this guy, we could do some things. If we just go after, and I thought early in that game they did.
Yeah.
You know, they should have set that thing up on fourth down. They don't go at Mitchell. You know, I mean, he's the one guy. I mean, if you don't get him on the pick, he did exactly what he's supposed to do. He's a quality NFL corner, really good. Fights through Pickens and gets, and then is able to somewhat hold and grab Lamb enough to where he's not able to get down the field and get to the ball. Aren't you going at the other guy? Set it up against the other guy. Find the other guy. Find a Dory Jackson. See, this is what bothers me. That, like, you should be able to, if you are kicking somebody's ass in the running game, just keep running it at that guy until they take him off the field. Or you find somebody in the secondary that can't cover. Hell, teams do it to you all the time. They'll find your jobber corner out there. They'll find somebody out there that, you know, that you're down two guys, and all of a sudden you're having to play with, you know, nothing against C.J. Goodwin, but he's not a corner, but he's having to play because you're banged up in the secondary. But who are they throwing the ball at? You know, they're not throwing it at Diggs or Bland. They're throwing it at the guy that can't cover. And so to me, that's the problem I have with, I felt like that the game plan coming out of the weather break should have been, listen, we're kicking their ass with a Dory Jackson over there. As long as they're going to keep putting him over there, let's find ways to motion to him. Let's find ways to bunch formation to him. If they're going to let's make them play zone coverage against us. Let's make them, or if they want to play man, let's punish them for playing man coverage against us. That's the thing that bothered me. That game is for the taking right there. You showed in the first half of that game what you can do, what you're capable of doing.
Yeah, and I thought, you know, coaches, I mean, speaking of your pro scouting background, I have always believed coaches are charting every play, every formation, and then starring next to it what worked earlier in the game, coming back to it at big moments.
If you know, you should have seen that counter run more. The 49-yard counter run, that should have, if those edges are proven to you that they can't handle the double team block and the down block, and then, you know, the getting steel running on the backside. That's a star, man. You got that big old play sheet. Just circle that one. I need to come back to that one. Keep running plays until they don't stop them, you're going to have success. But the minute they say, okay, they kind of figure this one out, let's get to the next one. I just don't get it. I mean,
I think three Packers touchdowns on Sunday were on essentially the same play. You know,
bingo.
Couldn't stop it. Play action, rolling out Rodgers to the right. Look at that guy wide open in the end zone again.
See, that's, to me, I just feel like that you miss opportunities. You go through the whole week prepping for a game, but you're going to throw the ball in a key situation against their best corner. Why? Why are you doing that? He made a play. That kid saved the game by fighting through the pick and grabbing Lamb so he couldn't fully get run underneath the ball. He slowed him up enough to where the ball was overthrown. But, you know, you're going to let Dory Jackson or whoever on the other side just go scot-free in that situation?
Big week two. Broadus will preview the Giants tomorrow and on Thursday.
Giants offense tomorrow.
Krusty's Corner at 3:40. another furious fourth quarter rally last night, Monday Night Football. It was Vikings getting the dub over the Bears, 27-24. Apparently, Coach O'Connell was telling players on the sideline, JJ's got us.
Yeah.
You know, I hadn't seen JJ McCarthy play much. Obviously, he hadn't played at all last year.
Yeah.
The kid went out there and did it, and it was impressive. There was poise and composure from him. Becomes the first quarterback in NFL history to count for three touchdowns in the fourth quarter of his NFL debut.
Yeah.
Joined Steve Young as the only QBs in the past 45 years to overcome double-digit deficit in the fourth quarter of their debut and win. And then on the other side, Caleb Williams' stats were you know, probably good enough, but watching him play, I was like, holy crap, if you're Chicago right now, I'm having quiet conversations about what our trade options are for Jameis Winston, Kirk Cousins. Like, who's out there? I want to get a veteran in here who can play. Caleb just does not look any different than the shakiness of his rookie year.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. I mean, the whole time Aikman's calling the game, saying like, yeah, when they go back and watch the tape here, they're going to see that they had a guy open here and there. Like, Ben Johnson is doing his thing, and Caleb Williams just doesn't see it. He just simply doesn't see it. And then he's missing some throws that, like the throw to DJ Moore.
How bad was that throw?
That was really bad. And then plenty of other throws where he's just hitting a check down or something when apparently there's somebody that's open. Yeah. And he's just not going through the progressions the way that he's supposed to. Ben Johnson, you could see him at times when they would flash to him on the sideline, and he's just so annoyed. He's like, that play should have worked. And that first drive, I mean, their scripted plays were rocking and rolling, and then after that, it just kind of went sideways on them.
Man, it's crazy how cursed the Bears are at quarterback. They still haven't had a good one, have they?
I think I saw a stat where Tom Brady, since 2020, Tom Brady has more passing yards and more passing touchdowns than all Bears quarterbacks combined.
Insane.
And he retired in 2022.
So next up is a Thursday night football banger, week two, Packers hosting the Commanders. Packers a 3.5-point favorite in this game coming up in a couple of nights. I think that number might be low. I don't know. I'm not quite consoled on the Commanders yet. Highlights from Dirk's conversation with Sean and RJ yesterday. The big headline was, what does the team have to do to get the fans back? Dirk said, put a winning team out there. That's all it comes down to. I'm not so sure, guys. I mean, I know Dirk's kind of an ambassador for the Mavericks program, but I don't think he can say what is the total truth here. I think for a lot of fans, there's nothing you can do until Nico's out of there, and we're just waiting right now for Patrick DeMont to realize that. Maybe if they have a great run. See, like the thing that teams do is they insulate themselves with the lie that they tell themselves that fans don't really know what's going on. And, you know, the media only has half the story. So, you know, we really don't have to pay that much attention to what people on the outside are saying, because this is us on the inside. And that's all that matters. And I would say 95% of the time, that's the right thing to do. But about 5% of the time, the public is desperately trying to be heard and let you know that you have made an irreparable mistake. And, you know, there's a clear answer there for DeMont to move on. But part of it might be face saving himself, because he ultimately signed off on it. Rangers, I'm calling this an alternate reality Rangers. I don't know when the dimension shifted, but I love it. And Jacob Latz is going to join us coming up at 3:20 to talk about his start last night. 5 2/3. Michael Hellman with the granny. The bullpen was nails, including Chris Martin came into the ninth. I guess the key is to be up more than three runs.
Yeah,
Chris Martin will be all right.
Yeah, make sure of that.
But the talk after the game is maybe Latz has done enough to become a permanent part of the rotation. He faced the minimum through four innings. His ERA under three. And you know, something to look at is Gray, Corbin, Kelly are all free agents. I guess Malley's a free agent as well. So you have four starting pitchers that are set to be free agents. And if Latz can continue this for the next couple of weeks, what's he got? Three more starts. Then I think he'd have to be a big part of the consideration. I mean, guy had a decent year last year in the bullpen and started the year in the minors. So I'm not exactly sure how the organization looks at him, but that's awesome.
Oh,
that's
they look at him in a different light, because he was a guy that when the S hit the fan and things were out of hand, he was the go out there and pitch four innings and give up three hits or four hits, maybe give up a run. But it was like he saved everybody in that bullpen, because he went out there and did his job. And then they would spot start him, and then he'd seem to show up for that. But man, he's just gone out there and he never ever wavered. When you watch him, the game could be way out of hand and the dude's pitching great.
Yeah.
You know, and you're like going, why don't they give this guy more of a chance? And then they throw him in middle relief or something else, and okay, that's nice role for him. But now it's like, this dude looks like a legitimate damn starter out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean every time he's gone out there, he has given you like quality. It's like, oh, he's gonna be the start of the bullpen game.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it's like, well, maybe we should let him pitch more than three innings.
Yeah, dude. You know? It's been awesome.
But he's been outstanding. And he got sent down for a little bit, came back. Just nothing bothers this guy.
Unflappable. Yeah. I mean, looking at his numbers, I guess his walk rate is pretty high. Yeah. But man, he makes up with it with an incredible whiff rate.
Yeah.
You know, his barrel percentage is low, so he's not getting hit that hard. And it's been this way, like just doing some research on him because he's coming up at 320. Like his entire journey through the minor leagues, his ERA has been in the threes or the fours in every level. Yeah. It's like he's got a way of getting out of trouble. And you know, I just think it's a great sign for this organization that's had a difficult time developing pitchers. And you know, getting their minor leagues going, producing players, it seems like this is real life now. A number of guys, whether it's you know, your scouting department finding them and bringing them in, or developing them internally, you're getting a lot of great signs here for the pitching. Talk about alternate realities. I mean, this is just a 180 from what we've been used to for the Rangers' entire time here in the great state of Texas. Now, the Royals flip-flop with the Guardians. Cleveland beat them, so the Rangers 1.5 back of Seattle. Cleveland 2.5 back, and Kansas City is 3 back. Mariners got the win last night against St. Louis, so we'll hope for more of the same tonight. They're definitely in this thing. Okay, we got the top 10 at 220 coming up here in just a second. G-Bag of the Day champion, and we're back here on your home of the Rangers and Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, welcome back, G-Bag Nation. Hope you're having a great day. It's time for the G-Bag of the Day champion and then the top 10 here in just a second. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. You can jump onto at G-Bag Nation and see the all-new 2025 G-Bag Nation flag just debuted about an hour ago. Texas flag theme. Could be the best. Could be the best flag of all time. Speaking of the best, into the Pimp Cup. Here's Lucius, the champ.
Bam, 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 bam. Yeah, buddy, G-Bag of the Day. We do it every weekday on The Fan at 5:30. Don't miss it. Right here, we play the champ. You caught it. Lucky you. This is day number 3 for this champion audio. Detroit Police. Detroit, what up, though? Big fan of that Peasy, Detroit. What up, Detroit? I like that Peasy. I like that Detroit techno. I do. Anyway, Detroit Police, in the middle of an investigation, they were going door to door asking people, was your Ring camera on? We may have caught something. And then this ensued.
Detroit Police.
Who is it?
Detroit Police.
What are you coming to my house for? Oh,
my God. Hey, we're just trying to see if your cameras work, man. We just had a situation happen.
You what? Hey,
we're trying to see if your cameras work. We just had a situation happen.
You what?
Stop that.
Hey, can you open the door?
13566. Hey, what police people?
Detroit Police.
What are you coming in for?
We're not coming in. We're trying to see if your cameras work.
You trying to see if what?
Hey, are you hard of hearing, sir? Or ma'am?
Am I what?
Are you hard of hearing?
I'm fine. I didn't call you.
Okay, we know that. We're trying to see if your cameras work.
If my family what?
We're trying to see if your cameras work. If my family what?
Man, not only the champ, but also a textbook tutorial on how to get the police off your front porch, I think. Huh? Say what now?
Yeah. What? What you say?
You bringing food?
Stop sign.
It's time now for Wolfchuck's Top 10. Here's the chief.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. We will get to the list here momentarily. I have the top 10 NFL team names ranked by how much they actually fit that city. And I actually learned a little something about the Cowboys. But before we do that, thought it'd be a nice opportunity to slip in a little NFL true fart for the first time in the 2025 NFL season. Broadus, is your body ready?
Yes, always ready for a little true and fart.
Let's go.
Move to the red zone as far as the running back conversation goes here on this SportsCenter Fantasy Draft Special. True or fart, false. Marshawn Lynch matches last year's production.
All right, thank you, Robert Flores, Broadus. True or fart, the Steelers finally now have an offense that can help them advance past the wild card round in the playoffs.
I think that, I don't know, the Jets defensively I think are pretty good. And so they put up a lot of numbers on them, and Aaron Rodgers looked like to me that kind of a turn back the clock game. They kind of took his best player out of the game. I don't know if you're going to play against Sauce Gardner every week like that. I'm going to say it was encouraging, but I'm going to say Aaron Rodgers is going to falter in the end. I'm going to say no.
I think so you're going to say fart.
Fart.
Farting on it. Still, that's coming up on a decade, not out of the wild card round, huh? So I would say enough to get out of the wild card round, sure. I think DK Metcalf is nice, and then they have the tight ends, Freiermuth and Jonnu Smith. They don't have a running game, though. They don't have a running game. They don't have a wide receiver, too. Yeah. I know they've been trying to trade for every wide receiver in the rumor Ruskies, McLaurin, Jacoby Myers. So
this is right in your wheelhouse, them Steelers, aren't they?
Well, yeah, I do a podcast with my buddy Newbear. He's in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Right, and he has talked me into anchoring a Steelers podcast. So I knew nothing about their two deep like 3 months ago.
That was amazing how you just explained why the Steelers are not going to be in the playoffs being from Dallas, Texas.
Yeah. I probably know the Steelers second best now.
So you're going Fart as well. Lack of a run game.
I think true out of the wild card.
Out of
the wild card, yes, but I don't think they're as good as the best teams in the AFC.
How about that? I mean, that's pretty good for Pittsburgh.
Oh, their offensive line sucks too. Broderick Jones gave up 3 sacks and 4 pressures on the left tackle. They traded up in the first round to get him in the 2024 draft, and he's worse than Guyton.
That's really, really bad news right there. Yeah, I'm probably going to go Fart on that as well. I'm not going to knee jerk that the Steelers have some awesome high scoring offense. You mentioned the offensive line, the lack of a rushing attack, Aaron Rodgers still being as old as he is, who knows what types of bumps in the road come their way. And you don't want to knee jerk too much on this either, but you expect them to have a really good defense, and Justin Fields just went berserko mode on them.
Yes.
So that's another thing that
The Ravens,
aside from the offense.
Ravens got him for 300 yards on the ground last year in the wild card game. So they spent the entire offseason worried about that and then just got smashed. I tell you what, the Jets, this rushing attack they're going to bring to the Cowboys on week 5, terrifying. You could lose to the Jets this year.
Watch out. Yeah, when you have a dual threat quarterback like that, and then you add the Breece Hall, Braylon Allen factor, and their offensive line, they lost Vera Tucker before the season.
And
they still didn't miss a beat. So
yeah, they plugged a guy in there. They plugged a guy in there who was pretty good, and they got their offensive coordinators from Detroit.
Bada boom, bada bing.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, true or fart, Dawson, the Green Bay Packers will be NFC champions.
I'm gonna say true on that one. This team has been, we saw it a couple of years ago in the playoffs. That was just the beginning of it. I'm not sure exactly what happened last year, but good offensive line, good defense, good secondary. I think their weapons have now matured and are coming around. Matthew Golden there. I don't think there's a more complete team in the NFC right now.
I'm going to say fart. I think it's going to come out. I think the champ's going to come out of the NFC East. I think Eagles, Commanders, one of those. We'll see what happens out with the Rams out there at West. Maybe even what you got going with the Vikings and stuff like that. That looks like a team that kind of
JJ McCarthy.
Yeah.
That'd be special.
So I'm gonna say that's fart. I think Green Bay is a good team. Injury will happen to them. Their quarterback, they'll lose probably 2 or 3 games. Their quarterback won't play for 2 or 3 games, and they'll have to try and navigate that, and that'll be the difference. So I'm saying fart.
Okay. We have, how about this one, Brian?
Dallas beats him in week 4 here, by the way.
Oh, look at this.
Could be a Hulk up situation where just so much talk about Micah. Everybody on the Cowboys is going to be playing 110%. Yeah,
I can see that.
Yeah. They're not going to let him beat him.
Okay. True or fart, Broadus, Jackson Dart will be the Giants starting quarterback by the end of the month.
I thought it was week 2. I really did. I think if Russell Wilson didn't have that C on his chest for a captain, I think that they maybe would have made this decision like this week. That coach and that GM do not have a lot of time. They got to prove that they can win games. I think I'd say by the end of the month, absolutely. Yes. Change. True.
I think the problem is when you go to Jackson Dart, you want to stay there, and he might play so bad that you want to go to Winston, and then it's musical chairs. It looks like a clown show and you get fired, you know? So
you're gonna get fired anyway.
I don't know if there's a right answer right now for him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Prove you can win with the young guy. Usually the young guy could buy you time.
Yeah, but I mean, just seeing what I saw from that game, and the Commanders don't have like some incredible defensive line. Until you at least get Andrew Thomas back, I'm not throwing my first-round rookie quarterback in front of that offensive line right now.
Sure.
So Andrew Thomas, I don't know, I think he's still up in the air to start this week. He's dealing with the foot issue. Yeah. He practiced on Friday before the game versus the Commanders, but he wasn't good enough to go. Maybe he's good enough to go this week.
Giants.
I mean, until you at least get him back, that offensive line is so disgusting, and we'll see it firsthand on Sunday. I just wouldn't want to throw Dart out there until I feel like we have some semblance of respectable protection, and that starts with having your stud left tackle. So that's where I would kind of go on that. All right, true or fart, the Dolphins will be picking first in the draft. And they'll be looking for a quarterback, even though they're still going to be having guaranteed like $50-plus million to Tua next season. What a dumb contract.
I think their offense has become inept entirely, and they might have the worst defense in the NFL. I don't think there's a single player in the secondary that's a bona fide NFL-caliber player, at least starter.
That'd be fart. That's going to be the New Orleans Saints.
You think the Saints will be picking number 1 overall?
I do.
Yeah. I mean, preseason predictions were certainly favoring the Saints in a lot of ways. So it'll be a nice battle of the sewage coming down to the final couple of weeks. Who's gonna be jockeying for that number one spot? Maybe one team gets a random victory that they shouldn't have gotten, play themselves out of the number one quarterback, whoever that guy ends up being. But the Dolphins, I mean, one game sample, as bad of a football team as you've ever witnessed. All right, finally here, true or fart, Doss and the Kansas City Chiefs will not win the AFC West this season.
I'm buying that. You know, I think I'll go with the Chargers right now, but I think they just let this team get too old. I don't think the defense can carry them like they used to, and Kelsey's mostly ineffective.
Broadus?
I'm going to say that's fart as well, but I think the Denver Broncos are the team you got to watch there.
Oh, over the Chargers.
Yeah.
Man, Bo Nix was so bad.
Yeah.
He was so bad on Sunday.
You know me, my love for Sean Payton, so I'm always going to do that. I'm always going to pick Denver to win.
So you're going fart with a bias to Sean Payton.
I think
that maybe.
I actually, to be honest with you, I think Kansas City is going to win that division again.
Okay.
But
okay.
I'm cheering for Sean Payton is what I'm doing.
Respect. And true or fart, you guys are fired up for TD Tuesday coming up here in about 10 minutes.
By the way, they don't feel good about Thomas playing this week. It's the first time he took team reps last week, and he was limited, not to so many, and then not sure he'll be able to build up enough to get through a whole game.
Wow. So, see, until he comes back, I don't know that I'm throwing my guy out in front of that offensive line right now, but we'll see. At some point, you get desperate. Okay, the top 10 list. I have the top 10 NFL team names that most fit their city. The Cowboys actually come in at number 10.
And what?
I didn't realize, so it was like, it was the Texans.
The Dallas Texans went to Kansas City.
And then they became the Rangers for a period of time?
Didn't know that.
Didn't know that one.
I did not know that.
I thought all along they were the Dallas Texans, the Texans with Lamar Hunt, then moved to Kansas City. And then the Cowboys and the Cowboys and the Texans were in the same, one was in the AFC and one in the NFL. Yeah, I don't know. That's crazy. I've never heard of the Rangers.
Yeah, so to counter the inception of the AFL, the rival league, the NFL decided to expand as part of this expansion. Dallas became home to the Dallas Rangers.
Wow.
But that did not last long due to the existence of a minor league baseball team called the Rangers. So then they scrambled for another option, they whittled it down, and then boom, Cowboys.
Never heard that.
Huge win.
And that's only number 10, huh?
Yeah, that's only number 10. You got the Buccaneers. The name is a nod to the Pirates who once sailed around the coast of Florida. It was actually a fan who submitted that name whenever they were just like taking fan requests on what the name should be. They went with the Buccaneers.
Like 400 years before there were actual cowboys riding through the Southwest.
The winking pirate is who we got, the Buccaneer.
Didn't know
the
about
winking
our
pirate.
The
winking
detailed pirate history.
Yeah, winking pirate.
Well, that was for the Bucs.
Okay.
Then you get the Dolphins, pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah.
Are there actually dolphins off the coast of Florida?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. The Green Bay Packers at 7.
Yeah, the Acme Packing Company.
That's right, the Acme Packers.
Good.
I worked up there for 5 years, damn, Eric. Come on.
No, I mean, but...
You're acting like it was a surprise.
I mean, I know you're not surprised, but I didn't know that they actually had Acme Packers on their jerseys at one point.
They did. They absolutely did, yeah.
And then at 6, you get the Ravens. And that's simply because
of the author,
Edgar Allan Poe,
being a Baltimore resident.
Right.
So they just went with the Ravens. Like, that's literally why they went with it.
It's a better tie than the Cowboys, huh?
I guess so.
Actually, a really cool logo.
They do something
really cool with when they introduce their players. And not the Ray Lewis stomp around bit, but on the scoreboard, they have like a Raven head, and then they spin it around real fast, and it turns into the player's face.
It is cool. It's an underrated mascot.
Very underrated.
At 5, you get the Vikings. They were named by the first general manager of the team, Burt Rose.
Burt Rose, yeah.
And it was because it represented both an aggressive person with the will to win in the Nordic tradition.
I think Burt
in the
Rose
Northern
was,
Midwest.
Burt Rose was the... Oh, it's Burt Bell. Go ahead. Sorry.
Don't they have a lot of Scandinavian immigrants that settled there, too?
I think so.
Yeah, I always thought that's
As
what
my
it was.
Dad would say, who in the hell decided to stop the wagon train here? That's what he did. First time he ever came
so
to...
dang cold.
Every time he came and he came to Green Bay, he go, who decided to stop the wagon train here? I'm like, I don't know,
hey,
Dad. Just keep moseying along the way, Dad. We're doing all right. Have a butter burger, Dad. You'll love it.
You have the Saints. Saints go marching in. Jazz music,
that's
of course.
From Al Hurt.
It's a good time.
Yes. Yeah, good pull.
1967?
I don't even know what the
My top
year.
Two are
66,
still in play.
66. But the name in 67. Yep, nailed it.
historian.
Yes, you are. You were around for those
days.
Why
do I know all these things that that are useless?
They're not useless. You never know we're going to do a top 10 list that brings it out of you. All right. You get to flex.
Here we go.
The Patriots at 3. We all get that.
Yep.
The 49ers at 2.
Yeah, the gold rush deals. By the way, the Patriots, those guys that stand up there, the militia guys that stand on the sidelines.
You got beef?
One of the greatest pictures I've ever seen of a sideline shot, snowing like a son of a gun. And these dudes are in the full full militia outfits, and like they score and they fire their guns.
That is pretty sick.
It was like with the snow coming down, it looked really, really cool. Like one of the best mascot shots I've ever seen.
Number one is the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Steelers, you knew that with the three rivers.
There it is. Yeah, that's the number one NFL team name ranked by how much they fit that city.
Thank you, Chief. We got TD Tuesday coming up next, an audio celebration of all the TDs that were here in your football weekend. It's next year.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit MensTeaClinic.com. That's MensTeaClinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're on the fan.
Thank you, Lucius. It's time for the most top-heavy radio segment since Tom Likas used to do Flash Friday. Eric Schiaffalo is your host. Here he is, the Chief. Let's go for the first time in the 2025 NFL season. Let's go ahead and get the motorboats out, ladies and gentlemen. TD Tuesday is back.
Boom shakalak. Boom shakalak. Boom shakalak. TD Tuesday shakalak.
And we start Thursday night, Lincoln Financial Field, where no one, including Matthew Berry, was giving the Cowboys even a chance. Not a chance to cover the 8.5, but Javonte Williams had other plans.
Side the one, Lipke motion right to left, handoff, Javonte Williams, bang at left guard, and the Cowboys score the first touchdown of the season.
That's right. That'll be a fun trivia question in a decade. Javonte Williams, we'll see how many times he can punch it in this year. That first game looked pretty good. The vision was there.
He's already a third of the way to the rushing touchdown total from last year, which was 6.
There you go.
I love it. I love it. All right. There it is. First touchdown of the season in the National Football League. Let's head to Atlanta, where the Dirty Birds have a new quarterback. The Phoenix finds pay dirt.
Pitts in motion. Snap to him. Michael looks. Pumps. Now up in the pocket. Penix dives. Did he get in? Did he get in? Touchdown, Atlanta. Michael Penix on the dive.
How about that?
Wes Durham on the call.
Falcons radio with the call. And, yeah, the Falcons found a way to lose that football game, sure as did. The Falcons do. But
he threw for 300 yards.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he was spinning it for sure. Drake London. They just couldn't run the ball. So weird. You got Bijan Robinson, yeah. And fantasy-wise, he still lit it up.
Yeah.
But
they threw it to him, right? Didn't he have, like, he was just...
Yeah, they were
blowing through the secondary.
Yeah, yeah, they were throwing it to him left and right, but they could not get anything going on the ground. Sunday night football in Buffalo. Oh my gosh, Josh Allen's gonna do it. He's gonna do it. It's Keon Coleman.
Here's the snap. Allen has time. Now pressure coming from Van Noy. Throws. It's high and it's caught in the end zone by Keon Coleman. It may have been intended for Dawson Knox, but Coleman's the one that ends up with it. Agent Zero with a touchdown.
Bills radio with the call. Sometimes you get a little tip drill going before the TD makes an appearance, and that is exactly what happened in Buffalo as Bills Mafia was leaving the game early in that fourth quarter being called out by Josh Allen. How about that? Didn't think Bills Mafia would have it in him, right? You have certain fan bases. You're like, of course.
It's late. It's East Coast. You're going to 11:20 if you stay there for
the
whole thing.
It's the Mafia, and you got Josh Allen. And all the Ravens do is fumble fart away games that they got double-digit fourth quarter leads in. Stay in your seat. Hold your water, Bills Mafia.
You're not going to get many good weather nights. It's a good point.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. I get if it's frigid, right? Not at all. All right, let's get to Chicago. Last night, this is a familiar name, familiar face. I was blown away. He's still being paid to play football. Not only paid to play football, paid to get pick sixes.
Wants the snap, gets it. Full house blitz, throwing out to the left. It's picked up. Down the sideline right. To the 40-yard line. He is history, baby. Leaving the Vikings the taillights into the end zone for the touchdown. Touchdown, Bears. And a pick six for Deshaun Wright.
Bears radio with the call. That was shocking. I was like, oh, no. This J.J. McCarthy stuff might go sideways real quick.
There were a lot of people going after my old boss, Joe Banner. Like, oh, they need to trade for.
Oh, dude.
Joe Banner was just like, what are you doing, Joe?
The freezing cold J.J. McCarthy takes last night in the first quarter.
First quarter.
And then it's three touchdowns in the fourth, and he's getting game balls. That's the way football go.
Nashawn Wright traded from Cowboys to Vikings in August of 24. Booth. Spent the entire season on the practice squad.
Yeah. Now got traded for plays. Booth.
Yeah. Yeah, it was the player swap.
Player swap.
My garbage for your garbage.
Yeah.
And it looks like Nashawn Wright is winning the battle of the garbage. All right, we get a college TD cooked up here. FSU, Tommy Castellanos found the deuce.
First and 10 from the 42 of East Texas A&M. Fake the handoff, Castellanos. Home run ball again. Looking for Deuce. In the end zone. With one hand. Are you not entertained?
Oh, my goodness.
His favorite movie is Star Wars. After that play, we dumped the Deuce Skywalker. Touchdown, Florida State. Touchdown, FSU.
FSU radio with the call. I think they're my, I mean, for through the first 2 weeks, because we did the college TDs last week.
Yeah.
I think they're my favorite booth going right now.
They got something going there.
He's
they got rid of Gene. Gene's just doing full-time Tampa Bay stuff. They moved on from him.
Yeah, he's just a Sunday man now, old Decker off. All right, let's take it to Lambeau Field where Jordan Love, well, he's spinning it.
Here's the snap to Love, throws right side of the end zone. Touchdown,
Larry McCarron.
Jalen Reed, right corner of the end zone. They beat Terrion Arnold again, and a Lambeau leap to the north end zone stands for Jalen Reed.
There it is, Packers radio with the call. Larry, he was fired up.
Larry McCarron just cheerleading in that box.
Larry McFanboying is what he's doing.
Gosh.
I got respect for it. I do too. All right, Friday Night Football. Under the lights in Brazil. Oh. Can Pat Mahomes get it done with his legs?
First and goal at the 10. Now they fake a quick slant. Now Mahomes is going to scramble to the right. 10, 5, to the near front pylon. Give it to him. Touchdown. Kansas City. The running Patrick Mahomes making White House High School proud on this Friday night for a 10-yard run. And the Chiefs can tie the game.
Chiefs radio with the call, giving the Friday Night Football homage to the White House, where Pat Mahomes used to just drop dimes. I would imagine watching him play in high school would have been a hell of a lot of fun. Okay, once again, last night, here we go. Vikings radio with the call. J.J. McCarthy is able to get it done.
First and 10 from the 27 of the Bears. McCarthy out of the shotgun. Blitz is on. It's picked up. McCarthy loops it to Jones. Touchdown!
showtime.
Wow.
Yeah, that's his
Paul
favorite
Allen?
Call. Yeah, yeah. Paul Allen likes to pull that out right there with the Vikings Vikings radio
get to
network.
Talk to Paul this year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
We do.
I'm looking forward to that.
We might get Larry McCarron for the Packers.
I'm calling it now. I think J.J. McCarthy is going to be best quarterback in that division sometime next year, maybe sooner.
Putting his name on it, Gavin Dawson.
Guy's got ice water.
Those McCarthy TDs were enough to say, those are mine forever.
He's a winner. He's got the aura. He's a real deal.
Wow. Are you talking about J.J. McCarthy? Or are you talking about the Boomer Sooner quarterback, Mr. John Mateer?
Mateer's got it. Play action. He'll keep it himself. Runs left. Back to the right. Touchdown. Touchdown, Sooners. John Mateer. Bam.
John Mateer, man. Sooners radio with the call. He's a fun watch. That dude is crazy. Just running around, scrambling, making big-time throws. We'll see if it ends up biting him at some point because he's just gunslinger.
Kind of hope so. Crazy. They play LSU the last game of the year.
He's like blood and mud kind of quarterback, but I like him, dude. And that Deion Burks is a player at wide receiver for them.
Sure is.
He was running it up. All right, here we go. We're not going to get many purdy. Let's all get wasted TDs here for the next couple of weeks, but we got one on Sunday.
1:44 to go. Fourth quarter. Shotgun. Purdy looking, bump from behind. Now he rolls out. Still has time. Still looking. Now he rolls to his right. He's pursued, and he throws it. Caught! Todd just got it, and the 49ers take the lead.
Having some engineering problems.
This is high school radio?
On the Niners radio network, but that was a big one right there. It absolutely was. Almost as big as what ended up being basically the walk-off touchdown, Baker Mayfield to the Rook.
25-yard line, empty backfield, Baker Mayfield takes a belt high snap, looks, throws the ball toward the end zone. It's a caught ball! Touchdown, Tampa Bay! Amaka Abuka with a defender all over him. He makes the grab in the end zone. The Bucs take the lead.
An incredible catch, yeah.
Abuka apparently put the call in the huddle. He's like, this is the play we got to run. I'm going to go be the guy. Boom, he did it. He's absolute nails.
I know Wolchuk was a big fan of the draft process. I think the Cowboys would have taken him at 12, maybe, if he'd been there.
Yes.
But yes, all rookie team. He's destined for greatness. They're going to have three good ones as soon as Godwin gets healthy, for as long as he stays healthy.
All right, let's get the arch train cranking, ladies and gentlemen, to his favorite target, Mr. Livingstone.
Shotgun snap, Manning, a pump, looks, going deep up the left boundary. He's got Livingstone open with a catch of the 40 to midfield. Down the sidelines, the 40, the 30, save goodnight to this one. Parker Livingstone, the catch and run, and it goes for an 83-yard touchdown.
Craig Way and the Longhorns Radio Network with the call, but the more iconic touchdown of the football weekend, it's got to be Mississippi State.
Oh.
Slot right.
Oh,
Chapin. Throws touchdown. Right side. Thompson catches it inside the numbers. 20. Angling left. 10. 5. Touchdown. Brennan Thompson. Wow. Davis Wade Stadium explodes.
That's a college TD we're storming the field for, if you ask me. They got it done.
Are all these announcers sounding the same now?
Yeah, we're doing a lot of double touchdown. Touchdown. Yeah, I don't know. There's something in the water right now.
They're all, their voices all sound the same.
Yeah.
Especially these college guys.
Some of these teams are doing AI play-by-play.
Get out of here.
That's a ball sack. I'm sorry.
That is a ball
Thank
sack.
You, Chief. A TD Tuesday's in the books. We're not quite there yet, but
the rare ball sack on a TD Tuesday.
Top stories at 3 coming up. Is this finally the end of the Cowboys' way of doing contracts late? We'll discuss that and more coming up next year. It's the G-Back Nation, the fam.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.